One of the potential COVID-19 treatments now being tested in Boston and beyond is called convalescent plasma. The idea is that people who've recovered from the virus have antibodies to fight it in their plasma, the liquid part of their blood. The hope is that those antibodies could help sick patients who are still in the thick of their battle. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg this morning brings us the story of one of the state's first COVID patients to be given convalescent plasma.
On Sunday, April 19th, with COVID-19 ravaging his lungs, Dr. Nick Athanides had to have a tube inserted down his throat and to get hooked up to a ventilator at Tufts Medical Center in Boston. He was sedated and restrained. He says it felt surreal.
You're locked in. You can't move. You can't see. And you can't move your head. And you're alive, but you can't do anything.
He could still think, though, and he loves numbers. So Dr. Athanides did the math.
And I says, okay, I intubated, and I am close to 60, male, diabetic, so my chances of getting out of here is less than 10%.
But he decided he would beat the odds.
And I said, with the help of science, my family, and God, I'm going to walk out of here.
And he did. The science part was the very cutting edge of COVID-19 treatment. Tufts Medical Center enrolled him in a trial of a drug called tocilizumab that seems to calm the immune system. And he would soon get the promising antiviral drug remdesivir. His wife, Jennifer, also wanted him to get convalescent plasma, an experimental treatment from the blood of recovered patients.
That's when I decided to go to social media, hoping to find a donor. The American Red Cross said if you do find a donor, then you're more likely to get that plasma than just applying directly for the plasma.
She posted an appeal on Facebook, and the response was overwhelming. Calls and messages 24 hours a day, even as she was coming down with a milder case of the virus. Dr. Athanides is a longtime kidney specialist on the South Shore. Many of his patients are low income and older.
Most of his patients, you know, you become a patient of Nick, you never leave. Like, they love him. He always runs 45 minutes late. And the reason he runs 45 minutes late is because when he's in the room with you, you know, he has all the time in the world.
It was an outpouring of goodwill. But Dr. Athanides was sinking fast. And Jennifer says all that goodwill couldn't translate into immediate help.
The problem was, it's like a good 5 days, which I didn't realize, to actually find somebody, get them tested, make sure they're a good candidate, and all of that.
Fortunately, plasma already in storage at the Rhode Island Blood Bank came through. Within a couple of days of getting it and the antiviral drug remdesivir, Dr. Athanides began to get better. He was soon well enough to be weaned off the ventilator. And a few days after that, he was wheeled out of the intensive care unit. A hospital staffer captured the cheers of the caregivers lining the hallways. Just 17 days after he was admitted to the hospital, he climbed the front steps of his home in Easton, with a lot of help from the handrail. So, how much credit does the convalescent plasma deserve for that victorious homecoming?
This is the $64,000 question.
Dr. Andreas Klein oversees the convalescent plasma program at Tufts Medical Center. And he says at this point, we just don't know. He says the plasma does seem to be safe, and plenty of doctors on the front lines have stories about patients like Dr. Athanides who get convalescent plasma and then get better. But they're not simple stories because these are very sick patients getting multiple treatments.
It's a full court press, all hands on deck, and we're doing many, many things at once to help individual patients. And so it's hard to tease apart what the contribution of one thing versus another is.
He says only a rigorous clinical trial of convalescent plasma can do that. One such study is now getting underway at Boston hospitals. Dr. Klein expects COVID-19 convalescent plasma treatment to evolve rapidly. Right now, one donation to the American Red Cross or a state blood bank helps one or two or three patients. Soon, he expects pooled plasma from multiple donors, a more concentrated and possibly more potent product that's treated more like a typical drug.
And that's going to probably happen as we go into the summer. So there'll be even more opportunities for people to donate plasma sort of as we go on.
Among the people who will be donating are Jennifer and Nick Athanides.
Every day, stronger, my endurance, and just the ability to do something without needing oxygen.
He may never know for sure, but he does believe the convalescent plasma, combined with all the other treatments he received, helped him beat the odds. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.